All right, let's bring in John Rothman, political analyst and host of election coverage for KKSF News Talk 910 AM in San Francisco. He's also co-author of Icon of Evil, Hitler's Mufti and the Rise of Radical Islam. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am very well. Happy to be with you, John and Laura.
Great to have you.
Appreciate you being here. And, you know, we're listening to Council of American Islamic Relations representative there. We've got this bombing foiled, apparently, of a train up in Canada. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police pointing out that it was a tip from the Muslim community up there that led to the apprehension of these two allegedly al-Qaeda-connected officials. I guess we always have to remind ourselves, sir, that there's a big difference between the Muslim faith and radical Islam, is there not?
That is precisely correct. There is a huge difference between Muslims as a faith, a religion, a great world religion, and radical Islam. The danger is that radical Islam is growing, that moderate Muslims are reluctant to speak out clearly and forcefully against radical Islam. I think one of the most important single things we need to understand is that you cannot defeat radical Islam by military means. What has to happen, that is alone, what you have to have is a movement within the Muslim world itself to stand up and say no to radical Islam. And I would hope that that would be what we would hear, not only from Muslims in the United States, many of whom have spoken out, but from Muslim leaders around the world. That's what's critical.
Why do you think Islam in particular, as a faith, is so susceptible to being radicalized?
I think many faiths have been subject to radicalization over the years. Certainly the Crusades are not a proud chapter in the history of Christianity. But I would point out to you that we live in a very dangerous world, a world in which radical Islam has grown in force and in power. Look at Egypt, look at Tunisia, look at what is going on in Syria right now, where chemical weapons may well have been used. There is an impotence on the part of the West and the world to realize the danger of this radical movement. And I would suggest to you, and I want to reemphasize this, that the only way you battle radical Islam is if leading Islamic scholars and clerics from around the world say this violates Islam. Look what happened in the United Arab Emirates. They're now banning bikinis and short swimming trunks from the beaches and swimming pools because it violates Islamic law. There is a simple reality, and that is that radical Islam is growing in strength, and the danger is real. And while I listened to the report you just did about the fact that the two brothers may have had no connection with any terrorist group abroad, what they did do should scare the living daylights out of us. They decided to commit terrorist acts on their own in the name of radical Islam.
All right, John, before we let you go, you've stressed now twice that there has to be a movement within the Muslim community, especially the leadership, to speak out, not only here domestically in the United States, but around the world. You're an expert on the Muslim faith. Do you think it can happen this time? Do you think there will be any movement towards that?
As long as fear of assassination, of retribution, exists, that likelihood is very limited. We have to understand that within Islam, there is a movement of jihad, of holy war against the West. That needs to be roundly repudiated and condemned, and that requires leadership from the Islamic community. All I can say is I think we're in for some very, very tough days ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you, and so many others do. John Rothman, political analyst, host of election coverage for KKSF News Talk 910 in San Francisco. Pick up his book, Icon of Evil, Hitler's Mufti and the Rise of Radical Islam. His website, by the way, John Rothman, Rothman spelled with two N's, .com, JohnRothman.com. John, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you both for having me.